The Imitation of Christ. Sorrow of Heart. If you wish to make progress in virtue, live in the fear of the Lord. Do not look for too much freedom. Discipline your senses, and shun inane silliness. Sorrow opens the door to many a blessing which dissoluteness usually destroys. It is a wonder that any man who considers and meditates on his exiled state and the many dangers to his soul can ever be perfectly happy in this life. Light-hearted and heedless of our defects, we do not feel the real sorrows of our souls, but often indulge in empty laughter when we have good reason to weep. No liberty is true, and no joy is genuine, unless it is founded in the fear of the Lord and a good conscience. Happy is the man who can throw off the weight of every care and recollect himself in holy contrition. Happy is the man who casts from him all that can stain or burden his conscience. Fight like a man. Habit is overcome by habit. A good man always finds enough over which to mourn and weep. Whether he thinks of himself or of his neighbor, he knows that no one lives here without suffering, and the closer he examines himself, the more he grieves. The sins and vices in which we are so entangled that we can rarely apply ourselves to the contemplation of heaven are matters for just sorrow and inner remorse. I do not doubt that you would correct yourself more earnestly if you would think more of an early death than of a long life. If you pondered in your heart the future pains of hell or of purgatory, I believe you would willingly endure labor and trouble, and would fear no hardship. But since these thoughts never pierce the heart, and since we are enamored of flattering pleasure, we remain very cold and indifferent. Our wretched body complains so easily because our soul is altogether too lifeless. Pray humbly to the Lord, therefore, that he may give you the spirit of contrition, and say with the prophet, "Feed me, Lord, with the bread of mourning, and give me to drink of tears in full measure."